I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And today we're switching to veggies. It's veggie time, and the veggie that's one of them is squash.
I like squash, LaVon.
And I think a lot of people immediately think of butternut squash. I think that has to be the most popular winter squash. But there are others. And some people are confused between summer and winter. Part of it's the season.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course.
The summer squash comes on and is ripe earlier than the winter squash. But a couple of other differences. Summer squash has thin, edible skins and soft seeds. So you basically can eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the most familiar summer squash is
zucchini.
Yes. But patty pan, crookneck, there's a whole list of them. The winter squash, on the other hand, have hard, thick skins and seeds. So you're not going to eat any of that.
Well, I know when I've cut into buttercup squashes before, holy moly, those, you have to really be safe and aware of what you're doing
right.
So that it don't get cut.
Right. So the most popular ones, I think, of winter squash, butternut, I think, is, mm-hmm. as I said, top of the list. Buttercup, spaghetti. And Hubbard, there's, again, a whole long list, many more than that. But just remember, that's the difference. Summer, you can eat the whole thing because it's all soft and edible. Winter, it's hard and you're going to take out the seeds. But you could save the seeds and roast them just like pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
You can do that if you want.
I think it's interesting the variety that you mentioned as a winter squash is spaghetti squash. And I often think of spaghetti squash as a summer squash. But I'm wrong.
You are wrong, yes. Maybe it gets ready a little earlier, although I know people are already at farmers markets are having the butternut squash, so mm-hmm. pretty much the same. But the spaghetti squash may get ripe just a little earlier, and of course it depends on when you plant it. Now, you mentioned that it's really difficult to cut those open, and mm-hmm. often you do want to cut them open. Not necessary, but you depending on how you want to cook them. If you do want to cut them open, here's the way to do that. You put it in, well, first prick a few holes in it,
mm-hmm.
put it in the microwave oven for like 3 minutes, and then let it stand for a few minutes,
yes.
and it will, you'll cut it much easier. You won't have to have that meat cleaver quite. Still need a sharp knife.
Good idea.
But if you don't want to bother cutting it up, then you can put the whole thing in the microwave oven. Be sure, again, you've got some holes poked in there, or you're going to have an explosion of squash. Depending on the size, 10 to 12 minutes. So that's not very long. 10
no.
to 12 minutes.
No.
And then you let it stand for about 5 minutes. And again, that's going to depend on the size. You could boil the whole thing. I've never thought about doing that, but you could. Here's one if you want to put it to, you know, you're going to be gone. You say, I don't have time to work with that. Well, if you have a slow cooker,
yes.
Again, put a few holes, not many, but a few holes in it. Put about a cup of water in your slow cooker and put it in there in about 8 hours. And it'll be ready to use. And it'll be so much easier to cut open and get the seeds out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the usual way that we think of with those winter squashes, and especially the acorn squash, is cutting it in half and putting it in a pan with a little water. Turn it upside down so that the skin side is out. And bake it. And that usually takes about a half an hour. So you know, how much time do you have? What is the final product that you want? But the final product you want with spaghetti squash is spaghetti, right?
Well, yes. Or a spaghetti look-alike.
Yes, there you go. And so how does that happen? When you open up the squash, it doesn't look like spaghetti. It just looks like ugly squash.
And it's a yellow meat?
Yes. Okay. And the skin is usually yellow. If there's an unusual variety, I'm not aware of it, but usually it's yellow. And so what you need to do is take a fork and run through it, and now it forms these long pieces of squash that you can use any way you would use spaghetti, plus probably some other ways.
As we were discussing our program topic today before we came on the air, I have had different ideas of flavorings that I think would be interesting to put with spaghetti squash. And you had mentioned curry as one of the seasonings that could be used with that and bring on a unique flavor. And of course, curry, would that even allow it to be even more intensive color?
Yes.
A yellow color?
Yes, curry always adds a little bit of color. And for the folks who like that southwestern flavor, this would be perfect because this squash, like many of the summer squashes, does not have a lot of flavor. It has a unique, very mild flavor. So whatever you put with it, that's what's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an advantage.
Sure, sure. Now, tell me about the texture when
well,
it's
cooked. It will not be, if you're expecting it to be exactly like spaghetti, that smooth, long piece. No, it's not going to be like that. It's going to have more texture to it. And it could even be, depending on how long you cook it, it could even be a little crunchy. So it just depends on how long you cook it. And maybe if you want to use it in a salad, think squash in a salad. Mm-hmm. Well, think about spaghetti. I know you have either eaten or you've at least seen in all of those church cookbooks, there's usually a spaghetti salad recipe. Okay, you can use spaghetti squash. And in fact, the recipe that we're going to provide is from Emily Paulson of Brunco Farms. And she had one at when we visited her farm called Spaghetti Squash Summer Medley. So that's the recipe that we're going to be using. And it was a little crunchy. It was cooked, but it was a little crunchy. So that, depends on, again, your taste.
Yes.
Same with spaghetti, right? Some people like it quite tender, and some people go, no.
So, interestingly, when I was in the grocery store the other day, in the produce aisle, what caught my eye was a bag of butternut squash noodles. The color was absolutely gorgeous. It was a beautiful yellow gold color, and the butternut squash had already been shredded, and it was touted as a gluten-free spaghetti, which would be wonderful for people who are gluten intolerant. But the color of it just made me draw.
Made you hungry?
It drew me to it, and I could easily see cooking that. Probably wouldn't require much cooking at all. There was not any instruction or any recipe on the bag. But I was thinking, even in salads, to top with a salad with a few of those little butternut squash noodles, it would be very interesting. But there is something in the marketplace that is ready to eat along that line, that squash line.
And if we want to know what's new in the market, we need to listen to Miss Nene because she looks at things. Most of us take our list and we go up and down the aisle looking for what we need and we don't even take a look at everything else. So you're a good person to say, well, now I found this and I found that. And that's interesting because there are always new items in the grocery store.
And especially if you have the opportunity to go to a larger grocery store in the city. Oh, I could just spend hours in there looking at all the products about which I'm not familiar and then get ideas. How can I use those?
Some people go clothes shopping. Miss Needy goes food shopping
to
see all the variety and so on. You mentioned that the butternut squash on the package said it was gluten-free. Well, think about most vegetables. I think we could almost say all vegetables fit a number of dietary requirements. They're dairy-free, they're gluten-free, they're low sodium. You could use them in your vegan diet. Low fat, low carb. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And they're filling, too.
Yes, yes. So, hey, use this. That's another reason to use the spaghetti squash instead of spaghetti if you want to kind of fulfill some of those requirements. And it just adds some variety. So if you like spaghetti and meatballs, use spaghetti squash.
And why not introduce your children to a new food like that? Children.
And they could do this. They could make the spaghetti.
Yes, yes, from that squash.
Yes.
It could be very interesting. You might have some takers and you might have not. So keep a pot of spaghetti noodles on hand.
And I think if you're introducing something new, you really want to use something familiar. So just using your usual spaghetti sauce on the spaghetti squash would be a good way to start before you start other kinds of things.
I agree.
So Hey, have at it, spaghetti squash.
And we are glad that you joined us today to learn a little bit more about winter squash versus summer squash. Now, do you remember what the difference is? We're talking about the skin and how it can be eaten and the seeds can be eaten from a summer squash versus a winter squash. Well, have fun with that spaghetti squash. It could bring new delight to your menus. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.